from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, John, going back to you being at the Swamp, I'm not sure if you've seen all this chatter that I'm seeing, but since you were there Saturday, man, I'm hearing that Pitbull Stadium will be a tougher place to play than the Swamp this year.
I will tell you, overrated. It's overrated. Sorry, Crowder. It was not loud, no, even at kickoff.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
It wasn't loud. It's metal bleacher dump. First of all, the metal bleachers, whoever put that, like, this is where a normal-sized human being's butt should be, they need to reevaluate, because we were crammed in there like sardines. It was hot as you know what. The concession area is terrible. I had some guy go, I'd rather it be on campus. I don't give a damn. I'm a 49-year-old. I'm not walking back to my dorm room. I'm getting in my car and going to a hotel. I'd rather enjoy amenities. I like chair backs. I like this thing called club level when at halftime it's 97 degrees. I can walk into air condition. I probably lost 15 pounds on Saturday. It's the hottest game I've ever been to. I'll never go back to that place. And it's no longer the Swamp because we drained the Swamp. It is now the Dump because that's exactly what it was.
Ben Hill Griffin is rolling over in his grave how you speak about this wonderful establishment, John. What? How dare you? He was a legislator.
That's great. He needs to legislate for some chair backs. He needs to legislate for something. Holy cow.
I mean, Cam Ward said that he's played at stadiums that were much louder than that. So I don't know all this hoo-ha that you've been talking leading up to this game, bro. Crowder, but I'm glad John Michaels is here to set it straight.
We're not back. John said it. We're not nasty fans, but we are cocky fans. Maybe the cockiness wasn't there because we knew Graham Mertz was going to put up 60-yard passing in the first damn half.
Here's the thing. I was expecting deafening. Like, I've been to Seattle for a Seahawks game, you know, when I worked with the Falcons down on the field. I couldn't hear myself think. I had the headsets that I wear down on the sideline, full blast. Like, I probably lost hearing being down there, and I could hardly hear our play-by-play guy. This game, I was just having a regular conversation with people around me, and it never felt intimidating. Clemson is infinitely louder. Doak Campbell Stadium, infinitely louder. And maybe it was the team's not very good, but those people were not loud, and if they were loud, they weren't loud for very long.
I mean,
they were just
the brutal. Losses continue to pile up on you, Crowder.
They just had a fruit bruise. They just.
Anyway, I'm glad you were there, John. I'm glad that it worked out exactly the way we had envisioned. I mean, this could have gone. We've been through enough hurricane seasons and games to know that the outcome is not always what we think it's going to be. And this one was all that and more. And like you said, they don't have the toughest schedule in the world. This could be a really special season. You make a great point, though. Can they maintain that against teams that, you know, you're not amped up because it's such a huge, you know, nationally televised game? That'll be the, I think, the only question remaining. Because if Cam Ward stays healthy, holy hell, do we have a quarterback.
Absolutely. And I had a lot of people at the Caneswear party come up and go, we got to hear you on Hawk and Crowder coming up on Tuesday when we win. I said, don't believe me. I said, when we win, I said, it'll probably be a 2:30 appointment because I just know how your show works. And I said, I can't wait to be on there.
Y'all are worried about getting excited for games. We won't be able to field a team here in about a month and a half. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. It does, John. Am I lying? It feels so good to be a Miami Hurricanes football fan right now with what FSU did last night and the week before and the way Florida looked. Like, I mean, it feels like it just is ours now. Like the entire state of Florida's football eyes can just put them on the Hurricanes and sit back, relax, and watch.
Here's the thing. I don't know that social media is really ready for Miami to be, like, legit good. We have had 20 years of pent-up frustration waiting to burst through social media. I mean, I had to hold back. I had Florida State's fan tell me how classless I was when I was laughing at him for losing to Georgia Tech. I said, you guys cried like some baby back biatches all offseason about being in the college football playoffs and this, that, and the other. And now you reap what you sow. Because you know what? Teams in the ACC that haven't sued their conference are like 15-1. Teams that have sued their conference, including Clemson, are 0-3. It feels great. I walked in the gym yesterday with my Miami shirt on. I had my chest out, and I did my set of curls, and I did some leg presses, and I was just looking at people going, I wish you would. I wish you would walk by me today because these boys are ready to play.
Perfect. John Michaels. Follow him on Twitter for all his Hurricanes takes throughout the season. John Michaels U on Twitter. And you hear him every morning, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
No Falcons talk, Crowder. Stop.
John ain't doing no damn leg press.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.